You can meet and hear Bill Barr, Albert Moeller, Pavi Rossinen, Chris Roseborough, Brian Wolfmiller, Joel Bierman, and Will Wheaton at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th in Chicago. For more information, visit IssuesETC.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 24th and 25th at Concordia University, Chicago. The term of art now is gender dysphoria, but how has that new definition of dysphoria hijacked the old definition? So much so that nowadays, say in New Zealand, they can pass a law that says if someone has gender dysphoria and they are engaged in talk therapy, that activity is now illegal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about the mistreatment of gender dysphoria, Walt Heyer. Walt identified as a transgender woman for 8 years. He's author of several books, including Trans Life Survivors and a recent column for The Federalist titled Therapists Treat Dysphoria as a Trauma Symptom Until It's About Sex. Walt, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be back.
Tell us about this new law in New Zealand on how gender dysphoria is to be treated.
Well, the New Zealand law isn't really any different than any other law. Clinicians are not allowed. The real issue, let's look at the real issue. The real issue is they're diagnosing gender dysphoria for adults and children when it does not exist. Gender dysphoria is not a diagnosis. Gender dysphoria is a symptom of adverse childhood experiences. But they chose to use the diagnosis of gender dysphoria in 2013 when they came out with the new DSM, which tells the diagnosis criteria. The problem with diagnosing and the reason that they picked gender dysphoria is so that they could quickly give people hormone therapy and then move them to surgery. When we then talk, like I did in the article, about adverse childhood experiences, which are the result of trauma, therapists then need to deal with the trauma apart from this diagnosis of, because it's not about gender, it's about trauma. And this is where I've been doing a great deal of work, I've worked with thousands of people, and I actually help them. Once we drop the idea that it's about gender and focus on the adverse childhood experiences, which most of the people that I work with have been sexually abused, many of them have been emotionally abused. Like, I'm working with a young person right now, 27 years old. As a child, he was sexually abused by his brother, physically abused by his father. He ended up in a treatment facility in a psych ward at 13 years old with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and PTSD. And they diagnosed him at the same time in a gender clinic with gender dysphoria. It's total insanity. So if we can get enough educated therapists to stop this nonsense of diagnosing gender dysphoria and begin to treat the adverse childhood experiences that these individuals have, because they deal around trauma. And we need trauma therapists. And so if you're listening out there and you have a child that's struggling with his identity, take him to a trauma therapist, not to a gender therapist. Run away from any gender therapist every time you get the chance, because they will only ruin your kid.
What does dysphoria mean traditionally in a clinical setting? You point out that the term's been around for a long time.
Right. Well, the term dysphoria by itself means that there's a generalized uneasiness, unhappiness. But what it tells us is even a bigger picture, as I pointed out in the article, it's about mental disorders. So if we can connect the dots when we use the term dysphoria, then we should be looking underneath dysphoria and finding out what's the issue. Is it a dissociative disorder? Is it schizophrenia? What is it? And with the people that I work with, 100% of the time when I dive into talking to them about this one question, I always ask, what happened that caused you to not like who you are, because that's what this is about. And in every case, they can identify something that happened to them. Maybe their parent was abusive to them. Maybe mom and dad were abusive to each other. Maybe they were put in foster care. Maybe they were sexually abused by somebody next door. I was sexually abused by my uncle. So if we can sit down and have an intelligent conversation around what happened to these individuals who are saying that they're struggling with their identity, what we find out is that something happened to them that caused them to not want to be who they are. Then we have these gender clinics falsely, incorrectly diagnosing them with gender dysphoria when it's not about gender. The fact of the matter is, in the history of mankind, no doctor, no hormones, no nothing has ever changed a man into a woman or a woman into a man. That's not possible. The word gender is a misnomer in the first place. We can change somebody's persona, that's their outward appearance, but we can't change their gender sex. That was fixed and innate at the time that the sperm connected to the egg at conception. From that point on, 9 months before they're born, you are fixed, innate, and unchangeable. So we need to begin to speak into these things with much more truth, because they're trying to put out false narratives like, what was your gender assigned at birth? Well, your gender wasn't assigned at birth. That's totally false. It was innate and fixed at conception. So if we can begin to have some intelligent conversations, and I've had very good luck with parents who we can speak with and talk with, and they can work with their young children. And when they begin to understand this, that we have these young children desisting and detransitioning back almost instantaneously. I worked with a 13-year-old who had been identifying as a boy since 10. And we had a conversation with the parent talking to the child and realized that had been withholding from mom that the child had been sexually abused. So once we dealt with the sexual abuse, the trauma, and let the child know, you don't have a gender issue. You have an issue that resulted from trauma. Let's deal with the trauma. And I just got a picture 2 days ago from the child's now in playing a clarinet and having a good life, a beautiful young girl. So the whole idea of the article was to change people's thinking. Gender dysphoria is not a diagnosis. It's a symptom of adverse childhood experiences, something that happened in their childhood. Their trauma, let's deal with the trauma. Forget this nonsense about gender dysphoria. And we're going to save a lot of kids a lot of heartache and save a lot of families from going through unnecessary hormone therapy and surgeries.
Why do so many therapists avoid these adverse childhood experiences?
Well, because then they'd be out of business. Their whole purpose is giving hormones and changing people's genders. And so the whole criteria for them is to avoid diagnosing the underlying, what we actually call comorbidities. They did it in my case, to every situation that I've been involved in with the thousands of people I've worked with, the therapists always avoid going there. The fact of the matter is most of them don't even know how to treat. They're not trauma therapists. The only thing they're good at is approving hormone therapy and guiding people towards surgery. They're not trained in dealing with trauma. So they would be in over their skis if they were trying to deal with childhood sexual abuse. But if they were good therapists, if they were honest and effective, they would be referring these young children out to a trauma therapist and not giving them hormones.
What usually happens when gender dysphoria is the diagnosis? Tragically, what is recommended and pushed on the patient then?
Yeah, hormones, which are totally unnecessary, or hormone blockers for young children. Many girls now at age 12 or 13 or 14 are having their breasts removed. Totally unnecessary. They don't have gender dysphoria. And so we're destroying an entire population. This is all about, I've written other articles about this, about pushing this whole agenda of the schools are doing it now. I mean, they're showing kids how to transition in schools. And so the whole idea is get people hooked on hormones and their anabolic steroids. So they're very addictive. So once a kid gets on them, there's this feeling that you get is just like we're drug pushers. And if you remember back to Lyle Alzado, who was a football player, came out just before he died and says, whatever you do, don't ever take anabolic steroids. They're very addictive and they're very destructive. Well, this is what we're doing to our children. I mean, it's totally insane. This whole practice is insane. If we just get rid of the gender clinics and have our children identify what happened to them and deal with the trauma, we really would not have any kids with gender dysphoria at all. The clinics would close, there'd be no hormone therapy, and there'd be no surgery.
Finally, how would you advise someone who has received this diagnosis?
Well, I would have them find a trauma therapist. They can do their own self-reflection and sit down and say, well, ask themselves, what happened to me? What was the point in their life that they began to diverge away from who they are and try to identify as someone they're not? That's called dissociation. It's a dissociative disorder. So what caused you this event? What was it? And once you identify that, you'll find out that it's almost always trauma. Then you should go to a trauma therapist who knows how to deal with trauma. Grief therapists can do the same thing and deal with those issues that happen and avoid all this nonsense. I mean, it's totally barbaric. Frankenstein would only be proud of our gender clinics because it's totally unnecessary. That's why I get so many people and I'm so worked up about the fact that I get the heartache back when the people 3 months after they've gone through the surgical procedure tell me, I wished I hadn't done it. I didn't need to do this. I realized, you know, something happened. And so now we've got body parts missing. So we've got a whole generation of children being destroyed by gender clinics, and it sickens me.
Walt Heyer identified as a transgender woman for 8 years. He's author of several books, including Trans Life Survivors, and a recent column titled Therapists Treat Dysphoria as a Trauma Symptom Until It's About Sex. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Walt, thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss a priest resigning after incorrectly performing baptisms. Our guest will be Dr. Corey Moss. We'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller lead us in a teaching on Jesus as King and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His